The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here and for Dave Berry. Hope you're right this morning. Anna, good morning. Put the right microphone up. Ben, great start to the show. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Excellent. Glenn, good morning.
I just don't want to talk now.
Don't do this to me. I get all scared of the technical side
I'm
of
sorry.
Things. Producer Mark, good morning. Oh, God.
And
the
Oasis
impressions.
Since he got tickets, he's changed.
Yeah. Producer Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
So, no Dave Berry this week. We're allowed to say where Dave is, right? I can say that. Well, I can.
Where is he?
You don't know where he is? We can. He's going to talk about this when he gets back, surely.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about it. We can mention it now, can't we?
Yeah.
Dave has left the show briefly to tour with Oasis. I believe he's playing the recorder in the band. You've not heard Stop Crying Your Heart Out until you've heard it on a recorder. So Dave will be doing that next summer. He's in rehearsals as we speak. So Dave's not here. No Matt Dyson either. I'm told we just got a message saying Matt is on e-bike. Can we give him a little ring, see where he is? Can we give him a little ring now? Okay. This is not like a wacky skit or anything. We are actually ringing him. Is he allowed to talk on the e-bike?
He'll be having trouble with the app.
Matthew?
Hello?
Hello? Matt, it's me. Hello, it's Ben. Are you okay, dear? Matthew?
Look, once he's on the bike, his eyes are on the road.
Did you say, oh, no? Matt, are you okay?
Are you lost at sea? it's like a fisherman being swept away.
Matt, can you hear us? Are you okay? Okay, it don't sound like he's in a good place, does it?
Yeah, emotionally or physically. Yeah, graphically.
Do you know, it's reminding me of when I did that show with you all from home and I kept breaking up.
Yeah.
And that was one of the worst experiences of my life, as was that just then.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And it's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry for the next couple of days. And look who has returned.
What a start to the week.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if he still sounded like that in person.
It was quite windy, I take it.
It sounded, quite windy. How was the e-bike journey?
Pretty darn fast, you know, to get in.
Well, I was going to ask, is it the weather or is it just your speed?
It's the speed. Because it's not windy outside, is it? You've been out there in London this
briefly,
morning.
Briefly.
Not windy at all.
No,
but I was doing like 25K an hour. km an hour. So, yeah, I was going pretty fast.
And I just called you a machine.
Thank you.
Wow. A machine.
Powered by an electric Santander cycle. they're a bit better than normal cycling. I go a little bit slower. It's like cycling on steroids when you're on one of those bad boys. Amazing.
I cannot believe it. Another branding deal. Another branding deal. Unbelievable.
It's really not. There are loads of them out there as well. But no, my signalling boxes weren't talking to each other on the train, apparently.
Oh, right. So your train was delayed and you had to get the e-bike in to make up time.
Yeah, man. Absolute nightmare.
You tweeted me about that. Was that tweet meant to be a text?
No, it was meant to be a tweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my journey's delayed. How's your journey going?
Yeah, you didn't reply, I know.
I didn't think you wanted it in the public domain.
I don't care.
I thought you were going to start writing out your address or something. It's very strange.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
My name is Ben Burrell. We hope you're doing all right this morning. We want to hear about your weekends, please. Can you sum up your weekend in six words and six words only? If you can, tell us all about it. 8-12-15 to message. You can tweet at Absolute Radio. Your weekend in six words and six words only. I'll go before we do the news. Back on the solids once again.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What's been happening?
Oh, God, about a hell of a week last week.
Really?
Hell of a week.
Oh, you were off, weren't you? You were off sick as hell, yeah.
One day I had to take off because I'm a freelancer and I absolutely... Yeah. Refuse to take any sick leave, and it's absolutely dire.
You know, it's bad when Burrell's off.
Yeah, it was dire. Oh, I had the sweats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I had a little bit of food poisoning, I tried to soldier through the Tuesday, and it wasn't happening. I didn't get back on the solids until like late Friday.
Oh, dear.
Do you know how I returned to the world of the living, though? Right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Matt, you'll appreciate this. Yeah. On my afternoon show, right, we did the texting. What meal should I eat from the first one in days?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Great texting, yeah. Lots of mac and cheese came in there when I felt sick.
Yeah. Nice. A great texting. You want to stay away from dairy, don't you, really?
Exactly. But I did come back to the world of the living with a pepperoni pizza.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, halfway through,
I thought,
exactly. I thought, if I go, I go. That's it. What a way to return it was. Amazing. And honestly, I'm getting quite emotional thinking about it. Yeah, because I said to my, it's like when you usually, it's like I've gone through something and I said, I'm going to appreciate every meal I have from now on. Pathetic little situation. So that was my weekend. We want to hear about yours.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning, you're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. £75,000 could be yours as Make Me a Winner. Returns. Details on the way in a second. First, though, want to hear about your weekend, please. 81215 is our text number. Sum up your weekend in six words and six words only. What's going on here? Garden sing, long bike ride, grew, says Dom in Cheltenham.
Grew?
Grew. What's going on there? Have we read out something untoward? I just don't know.
No idea what that means.
You'll love this, Matt. This has got favourite text of yours written all over it. Smashed United, mind the gap, Manx. Says Brian. Queued 8 hours, got sod all. Can we say sod? Said it?
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah. He said it twice, so it cancelled out.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Butcher Amber, that is. I'm assuming that's about Oasis tickets.
Presumably.
And, of course, we're talking about that in a little bit. Some big... We have actually... We've got help lined up after
Yeah, we've
eight.
Sorted out a call centre, haven't we?
Yeah, don't say anymore. It's a Take That... you know, remember when Take That broke up and there was a call centre?
Yes.
It's not unlike that.
Yeah.
And Matt will be helping out after 8 o'clock this morning. Matt, did you try for Oasis tickets?
No, I didn't.
Didn't even try?
No.
Didn't even queue?
It's an absolute waste of time.
Why not?
I'm going to spend hours on that laptop.
Oh, wait,
just
I know why.
Because fortune thinks, further down the line.
Matt thinks a couple of weeks beforehand, he can just ring someone up and be like, it's Matt Dyson. At the front for Wembley. Thank you.
I really don't know. My Wembley contacts left a long time ago. No chance. But, I mean, it's a long way to get. It's a long way off, isn't it? Something will come up.
I've never seen him so confident.
He always does.
Unbelievable. Anna Glenn, did you try for tickets?
I'm still in the queue. I'm losing hope, I think, on this one.
I think it might have gone that, yeah. Anna, did you bother or not?
I did try. I was working on Saturday as well, so I had it on my phone in the background whilst I was, like, interviewing people.
Really? On ITV London?
Yeah,
unbelievable. So unprofessional. Unbelievable.
I know. It was terrible. I just kept, like, desperately, I had to say, look, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to be on my phone a bit during this interview because I'm checking for my
Oasis. Oh, my God. I thought you were the most professional member of the team.
And the head of the Met Police was just fine with it. So.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Six-word weekends. You have them, we want them. 8-12-15 to text. You can tweet us at Absolute Radio. Sum up your weekend in six words, please. What is this? By the pool in Corfu.
Holiday bragging text.
It's also five words. How lazy is that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What does that say at the end?
Avit.
So they're failing at every count.
They put avit all as one word.
But it's A-V-E-I-T. Avit. Anonymous text, Dave's number ends in 254. Five-song band from this show. Go elsewhere. You're not welcome here. Go to Magic. I believe Gok Wan is on the show presenting this morning.
Yeah, we saw him again this morning,
Are you friends with Gok?
Oh, he's a lovely guy,
He came in and said
hello. He calls me Sugarface.
Does he?
Yeah. It's very sweet of him.
Pet name for you.
He's a really nice man, isn't he?
How long have you known him?
Only the past few weeks.
They're already on Sugarface terms.
Quite incredible. What an accelerated relationship you've had.
I mean, we worked together briefly at a Specsavers event back in
2005. We have to know more about this.
He doesn't remember that.
We have to know more about this.
He doesn't remember that.
Let's get him on tomorrow and see if he remembers the Specsavers event from when?
It was about 2007, maybe, I think.
Oh, my God.
Maybe later than that, actually.
What were you doing?
I was judging Spectacle Wearer of the Year.
Oh, my God.
It's mad.
Obviously, someone dropped out and they called me in as a last-minute replacement.
You and Gok doing Spectacle judging.
He was hosting the event.
Right. And you were a judge.
And I was a judge,
Who were the other judges?
Christopher Biggins was there.
Of course.
The two guys from Gogglebox were there, two of the guys from Gogglebox.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. The couple that used to be a couple and then they split,
oh, they split up.
And then it was the old couple, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Just you three on the judging panel.
And a few other people that worked in the industry, you know. They were
some experts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God, yeah, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah, well, it was a great night, to be fair.
It sounds it. Yeah,
have you got any pictures?
I'll find some. Yeah.
We have to get Gok in here tomorrow and quiz him on this.
We're probably still on Getty Images, to be honest. Yeah. It's glitzy, isn't it? It's on the Met Gala.
It's a huge event.
Anna, have you got a six-word weekend for us? I mean, sorry to go to you after that revelation. This is going to pale into insignificance in comparison.
No, I can't compete with that. But yeah, my six words are reality TV set in Cayman Islands.
Uh-oh, what's she been up to?
I've basically just become obsessed with something, a new show called Grand Cayman, which is about locals and expats living in the Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands.
Yeah. Where can we find this delight?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Wow.
It's so amazing.
I like that with reality shows, you do want it to be a bit relatable. And with that, we've gone, who are the people with the offshore accounts? Let's make a show about that.
Glenn, what about your weekend?
Accidentally Wallace and Gromited my kid. I was at a wedding in Oxford, and it had a no-child policy for the ceremony. And I fully agree, fully on board with that.
Yeah.
Because what it means is, if you are the person with said kid, you get to go to the pub during the vows, which is exactly what I did. And I was pushing Elliot around, and he's in his buggy. He's three in a couple of weeks, but he was having a nap in his buggy. And I thought, well, when he wakes up, I'll take him for chips at the pub while I wait for the service to be over. And it was pouring down with rain in Oxford, and I pulled his buggy up while he was fast asleep, pulled it up onto the step of the pub. I didn't realise that, because he doesn't like to be strapped in anymore because he's nearly three, he was fast asleep, he just slid out onto the floor.
Like the wrong trousers.
Just like how they wake up in the wrong trousers. So it was the worst possible way to wake up, to going from being peacefully unconscious to being awake, wet and outdoors. But the worst thing was, it was in public, so everyone just looked at me, everyone was like, what the hell is going on? You know, and I was like, no, he's fine. And he was fine. But I was like, right, this doesn't look good, because we're soaking wet. I'm taking a kid into a pub and it's midday.
Oh, wow. If your weekends can somehow compare to those, we want to hear about them. Six words.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And you're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. Matt, give us all the social action, please.
I mean, over the weekend, there's been a lot of reaction to the ticket queuing for the Oasis gig, haven't there?
Yeah.
Lots of different people, lots of different memes out there, like, I'm sorry, the time you've taken it to queue, the band have now split up again. Classic stuff. One prankster went viral because they were like giving away a little hack to Oasis fans in the queue. He said, I managed to get tickets to Wembley, Cardiff and Edinburgh. If you just press Alt F4, it jumps you to the front of the queue. And they put it out there, and some angry people replied saying, I've just tried it. I was queuing for 4 hours and it's closed down the page. So harsh. Harsh way
to treat. No, it serves you right. Serves you right. Trying to queue jump.
Exactly,
yeah. So, and then there's an interview. It's billed as Noel's first interview.
Interviewed
by children in a clothes shop. So this happened around the corner from our old studios in Soho, in the Stone Island shop, which is a very expensive boutique shop.
You've been in there? Do you frequent that often?
No, I've never shopped there. No, I don't own any football hooligan wear. It's also very expensive, but, you know, thanks to dynamic pricing, some people can afford to shop. So he spoke to this guy. This dad was there with his kids, and the dad's like, they just had a chat, and he filmed it. It all sounded very strange.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Because they literally are at a counter. It looks like Noel is paying for something.
Yeah, he's paying for his clothes. Yeah. And then this is how the conversation goes down. Here it is.
This is Noel. This is Dad's legendary band.
Wait, is he getting back with his brother?
Yeah.
Why did you fall out with your brother?
Why did I fall out with him?
Yeah.
Because he stole my teddy bear.
Thank you,
not mine. He stole it.
1978.
He stole his teddy bear in 1978. That's when the feud began.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Hey. So, yes, there's lots of reaction. I'll share the video of that. If you want to watch it for yourself, you can do. And then we have an amazing coming together of some audio giants, to be honest, because we featured them on the social ammo before. Anthony Vincent, who does metal versions of songs, and a guy called Mac Glocky in the States, who also does metal version of songs. And they've come together to create a work of art, the Spice Girls meet System of a Down.
Finally.
System of a Spice. Here it is.
It works.
It really does.
This is my my 5-year-old daughter Aggie. This is her favourite song
the
of all time.
Of Down, well,
no, wannabe. I want to make that clear. Probably ruined it for her now, though. I would have thought.
It's amazing.
Can we get this on the playlist, the MC Radio 20s?
Yes, we must. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You can sing along with it later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. A lot covered on the show already. Spectacle Wearer of the Year 2014. We talked about that earlier, didn't we?
It's a big one, yeah.
We've covered the Oasis reunion. And also have given you a chance to win 75 grand on Make Me a Winner. Busy show so far. So no Dave today, obviously, no Dave tomorrow, but he is back on Wednesday I'm right in saying, and he's going to return with five words, five grand. How long has this been off the air for now?
A few months, isn't it?
Yeah, a good few months.
Ages. It feels like producer Mark just said ages, so yeah, that's the official word. Ages.
Feels like it's not been around for ages now, so it's returning on Wednesday, your chance to win £5,000. Because that is coming back, so is this.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
Although I don't think this has been off the air as long as Five Words, Five Grand.
Five Words, Little Brother.
Exactly, it's a little version of it. The less glamorous version of it. The fill-in version. The sad, pathetic little version of it.
It's a fun game, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's frivolous,
fun. Focus on the fun, focus not on the amount of money to be won.
Yes, very much ignore the fact you can only win £5, but focus on the fun and having a laugh with the team in the morning.
Exactly.
If you want to play Five Celebrities at £5, just text your name to 81215. Now, we'll get you on the show in a little bit. You'll come on and we will give you five Christian names, won't we, Matt?
Yes, we will.
Five Christian pounds. Never heard them described like that.
Your Christian pounds.
That's religious tender, that is.
All denominations are welcome, of course. We should say that. And you'll all get the money.
Thank you for saying that, because it's helped us out a lot there. If you want to play this morning, just text your name to 81215. As I say, we give you five Christian names, don't we? And you give us surnames to make a celebrity out of those Christian names. If you match five of those names with a team member, you win £5. Is that not right, Matt Dyson?
That's how the game works.
If you want to play this morning, if you do want to win five whole pounds, like we always say, it's probably a meal deal in that, right?
Definitely,
get your lunch paid. And also have a laugh with us this morning, hopefully, although that's not legally binding. Possibly you have a laugh with us this morning.
We can't guarantee laughter.
Very much can. Not.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're doing five celebrities at £5 and playing this morning online. Number one is Martin. Martin, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hi, Martin.
Hello, Martin. Martin, where are you this morning? What are you up to?
Just on my way to work. Just left Stratford-upon-Avon.
It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it? The Royal Shakespeare Company, of course.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
What's your fave Shakespeare play, Martin?
You put me on the spot there. Probably Othello.
Great pick. Martin, what are you doing today?
Just work. Just tedious work. Manager.
That's what Matt says to me when the songs are on. What do you do? What do you do, job-wise?
So I'm a workshop manager for like a hire firm that does drainage equipment. Pretty nasty stuff.
Let's name the company, because then maybe you'll get a little pay rise.
Go for it. Yeah. It's Superjet.
Ooh. Superjet. Yes. Get to Superjet in, is it near Stratford?
Superjet Stratford.
No, it's actually it's about a 45-minute drive away from where I live. So it's Kingsbury near Birmingham.
All right, get to Superjet immediately. Martin needs your custom. He wants it this morning. Let's see who you. Well, actually, maybe you don't want it because you potentially are about to win £5. Let's see who you're going to play with this morning. Let's see if we can get a team member on for you and roll the random team generator thingy.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Yes.
Chaos meets chaos. This game and Anna were made for each other.
Good luck, Martin.
Anna, please leave the little booth of truth where you live with Glenn. Just waiting for Glenn to confirm she's gone.
Wait. She's gone.
I love the thud of the door as it closes. Okay, Martin, you ready for your names?
I am, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you five Christian names. You give me surnames, and we will make a celebrity out of those. Name number one's very topical. Go with it, I say. Name number one is Noel.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it?
Gotta be.
Name number two, Claudia.
Winkleman.
Gotta go for the wink.
Solid start.
Name number three is Adam.
Sandler.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably would have done that.
Is that your number one, Adam?
Just ahead of Petey.
Relevant. He's got a Netflix special out now, so he's relevant.
He's relevant.
Name number four, Sarah.
Oh. Jessica Parker.
Very good.
She had an HBO special last week, so it's all very relevant stuff.
Who's your number one, Sarah, Glenn? Would you say?
Yeah, I'd say Jessica Parker.
Yeah, I was thinking Milliken.
Jessica
Parker's great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. I think you've chosen right there, Martin.
Yeah.
All right, these are really good so far. Fifth and final name is Pete.
Pete Doherty.
Yes. That's quite hard, that one.
Yeah.
All right, we've gone with Gallagher, Winkleman, Sandler, Jessica Parker, and Doherty. Martin, stay there. Hopefully, we'll match your five names with Anna next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five celebs, £5 is happening right now. Martin is playing this morning. Martin, welcome back to the show.
Morning. How we doing?
We're still okay, Martin. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, during that last song and the ad break, Matt spent the majority of his time on the Superjet website.
What did you glean
from the website, Matt?
Bespoke jetters built to your requirements. They do also. I think you undersold it, to be honest. It's amazing. We're trying to find pictures of you.
When you say like
that to every call,
it does sound a bit weird, doesn't it?
Weird. Sorry, Martin.
Thank God's Martin who he is.
Yeah, we saw a picture of some outdoor sort of sales conference thing. Were you at that? The producer Swiss couldn't zoom in on your name badge, so we couldn't work it out.
I witnessed Matt turn to producer Swiss and go, "Do you think that's Martin? Could that be Martin?" So sorry about that, Martin. It's been quite a weird time in the studio, and I feel like we've wronged you in some way. I did urge Matt to go to the contact form there and just send a message saying Martin is great.
Yes.
Can you do that whilst we're getting out?
Because you weren't wearing your glasses.
I'll send an endorsement.
Exactly. Yes.
That's right, yeah.
All right, Martin, let's see if we can win you £5 this morning. If you did win the £5, how would you spend the money?
I'd probably treat me and my boss to a Greg's as I'm going to be late.
Yes, what's your Greg's order?
Eight to five back. Some,
Go on, what's your Greg's order?
I'd probably just get a bag of sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Just graze on them throughout the day.
You've got to do it. Yeah. All right. Well, sorry for making you late to work. I've just played the winner's music.
Yeah.
When I hear sausage rolls, I just want to celebrate immediately. All right, Martin, let's see if we can win you that money, shall we? I have lined up the winner's music, so I am pretty confident about this.
Don't put more pressure on me.
Oh, no.
All right, Anna, you ready?
Yes.
Name number one, Noel.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Easy.
Name number two, Claudia.
Winkleman.
Yes. Here we go.
Of course.
Name number three, Adam.
Lambert.
No! Oh.
Why would you say that?
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, no.
Hannah.
Who else would you have said?
Anyone else? No?
I thought you might have said Wood Yet.
Got Beale on the brain, eh?
Yeah, always, mate. Always got Beale on the brain.
Martin went with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I guess it is a good one. Name number four, Sarah.
Lancashire.
Oh, my goodness, what's going on?
It's a valid Sarah.
It's a valid,
It's a really good answer.
I knew you'd bring the chaos, but not this. Sarah Jessica Parker is what Martin went for.
That's probably more of an obvious one.
All right, fifth and final one, Pete.
Doherty.
Yes! Listen, Martin.
I'll take three in this situation.
No bag of Greg's sausage rolls.
Martin.
But we have promoted the company so much that I feel like we've earned you probably about $3,000 worth of airtime. So that's not a bad thing to take to your boss.
Thank you very much indeed.
No problems, Martin. We'll let you go. Get to work immediately. Thanks for playing this morning, mate.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're all feeling a little bit bruised this morning after not getting Oasis tickets over the weekend. Every team member tried. Producer Mark was the only one that got tickets,
right?
He got four tickets. So, Mark, me, you, Anna and Glenn can fight it out between them, I reckon.
Okay.
To the death.
To the death, yes. Brilliant. And we're doing that after nine as we launch the No Repeat Guarantee. We know that you're feeling bruised as well. I think producer Ellie said that it was one in 20 got tickets. One in 20. So the majority of us didn't get tickets. If you did not get tickets, send your name to 81215. Matt Dyson will suggest an alternative way to spend your time in your local area.
I like the way you compared it to the helpline they launched when Take That split in the 90s. There was a genuine call centre.
I know there was, wasn't there?
Sad fans. Which seems insane.
I saw Mark, producer Mark, explain to producer Ellie earlier. The age difference between them is significant, let's say that. And she couldn't believe it. And it does seem wildly bizarre now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Did they receive calls or did they just cold call people?
Are you okay? What do you think about Robbie? So we are setting up a little call centre on the show this morning. So feel free to use this service we're giving to you for free. Your name to 81215. We'll call you back. Let's speak to someone on line number one right now. Her name is Sunita. Sunita, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, team.
Hi, Sunita.
It's going to be okay. We are going to get you through this. What gig did you try and get tickets for?
So I was going for the first gig, 4th of July, because it's my birthday in Cardiff.
And what position in the queue were you? Did you even make the queue?
Yeah, I made the queue. Made a queue a few times, but kept getting bounced out. 7 hours in total. Started at 25,000. Returned to about 350,000.
Why did you get kicked out? For being like a suspected bot or something? And have you seen? I know all the tricks didn't work, did they? Have you seen Oasis before?
No, I missed them first time round. I was too young.
Well, listen, Sunita, we can't send you to Oasis. We've not got tickets to give you, but we have hopefully sorted out an alternative way to spend your time. I'm going to put you through to the call centre in just a second. Matt is waiting in the call centre. He's just walked out of the studio. He's gone to his little call centre, but don't laugh. It ruins the illusion. He's just walked out to his little call centre booth, right? He's got a headset on and everything. He's smoking in there as well. It seems a bit bizarre. I'm just going to put you on hold, and you'll go straight through to the call centre, okay, Sunita?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, speak to you in a second. Good luck. Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold now, lovey, okay? Don't laugh.
Good morning, you're through to the Stop Crying Your Heart Out helpline. How can I help you? Is that Sunita, is it, dear? The band would like to apologise for any wasted time. I can offer you an alternative plan for that date if you'd like to proceed, caller.
Yes, please.
Yeah, 4th of July, was it you were planning, Sunita, was it, dear?
Yes, please.
OK, now, we have got some suggestions for you. There's the Reading Muddy 5K that's happening at Prospect Park on the 4th of July. It's a charity run. No dynamic prices on the ticketing for that, which would be good.
Oh, OK.
a bit further afield, you've got Henley Regatta as well, love, OK?
Ooh, lovely.
OK, so there's a couple of ideas that'll pass you back to Ben. Remember, don't look back in anger now.
Thank you.
Sunita, how did that go? What did he offer you?
Brilliant. Yeah, I think I'll go for the regatta.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Not singing along Don't Look Back in Anger with 80 other thousand people, but you are going to a regatta, so not all bad.
Perfect. Love it.
Do you feel helped in any way by Matt Dyson?
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready. I'm over it now.
Oh, she's over it. Okay. Well, Matt has...
Excellent.
Matt has changed one life this morning. Sunita, thank you so much for that. Thank you for calling the call centre. We hope we've helped you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You know, we were joking earlier about alternative gigs to go and see Oasis. We were talking about Catfish on the Bottom. And they're playing the same day, I think, as one of the Oasis gigs in London. They're playing the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium while Oasis is playing Wembley. I believe this is becoming a thing now. People are starting to do like alternative gigs because they know people have maybe booked hotel rooms already. I believe that someone is in final negotiations to play an undisclosed London venue on the same day as the first Oasis London gig, and that someone is...
Absolute Radio.
It's Anna Geary. Can't say too much more at the moment, but details will be revealed on the show very, very soon. That whole, like, minute and a half setup was just an excuse to play that clip.
It was worth it.
We're helping you this morning. If you didn't get Oasis tickets, Matt is in a little call centre, and he is offering you alternative plans in your local area. Let's try and help someone else, shall we? By the way, before we do, this just reminds me of the Ferryman, doesn't it? Huge Ferryman vibes to this. Another one of your great characters.
Yes, yeah.
Let's speak to Melanie on line number one. Let's try and help her. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team.
Hi, Melanie.
It's not a good morning, though, is it, Melanie? Because you haven't got Oasis tickets. How long were you trying on Saturday for?
I got up at 4 a.m. to clear all my cachet, cookies, everything.
And
got on the waiting, and I was still there till 4 o'clock. Did you get through at all? I did at 1 o'clock, and I got told that was a bot.
No.
Sorry you had to find out that way.
I got through, but the tickets were like 500 quid. And I was just
too much.
So were you going for Manchester or London? Sorry, I missed what you said.
I was going for Manchester. On the 12th of July.
Okay, all right. Let's put you through to Matt Dyson in the call centre and see if he can help you with alternative plans. Melanie, are you ready to be put through?
I am indeed.
Okay, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold now. Okay, enjoy.
And all the roads that lead us back are winding.
Sorry, Melanie. It's really busy. It's really busy this morning. We are trying to connect you.
And all the
Good morning, you're through to the Digsy's Dialer Helpline. How can I help you? I believe it's Melanie, is it?
It is.
Yes, this call is being recorded, I must just say, for monitoring training purposes. Oasis would like to apologise for any inconvenience caused. We're sorry we didn't get you to identify any bus stops or anything like that to prove you're not a bot. We know you're not a bot, Melanie. You are not a bot, just to clarify.
I'm not.
No.
I've got skin, not metal.
Yes, well, you know. Now, you wanted to go to Manchester on the 12th of July. Is that right, my dear?
That's right.
Okay. Now, you're in the Northampton area. There are lots of things to do in the Northampton area in the summertime, of course, aren't there?
Yeah.
So we're looking at some alternative ideas for you. There is a Taco Bell at Neen Park near the football ground. Very nice place to visit if you've not been before.
I've been offered burritos and everything.
Okay, or there is the Comic Con in Milton Keynes on that very same day, 12th of July, Ridgeway Centre.
I'll go for the Comic Con. My daughter's wheeling for them,
Oh, great. Well, that sounds perfect. You won't get covered in any pints of wee-wee there, so it'll be perfect. And what superhero do you think you might go as, Melanie?
It's normally animes my daughter goes as.
Okay, yes, that's a nice aesthetic. That sounds like it'll be a lovely day out, won't it?
It will, and you be pleased.
Cheer you up no end. Remember, do not look back in anger. Back to you, Ben.
I won't look back in anger, thank you.
How was it, Melanie? Did he help you?
He did help me indeed.
What did he suggest? I heard something about wee-wee.
It was the Milton Keynes Comic Con.
Oh, OK, a good suggestion then. Melanie, have you been helped on the show this morning, yes or no?
What's that, sorry?
Have you been helped on the show this morning? Yes or no?
I have indeed.
She's been helped. Another life saved. Matt, thank you so much for that. Melanie, thank you. 8, 12, 15 if you want to get involved.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And no matter what station you listen to this morning, we're going to do Name That Caller on all of them. It's Pan Station because this game is so, so good. If you want to play, just send your name to 81215. We'll call you back and you can play Name That Caller. Matt, remind us how this works.
Well, we have no name for the caller, do we? And we have to work out for a series of questions what we think their name might be. Mm. As you'd imagine, it's quite a hard game to play, but it has been won before.
It has been won
a couple of times, I think, hasn't it?
Glenn, would you say that was a career high for you personally when we guessed the name?
Yes, even though I wasn't the person who guessed it. It was still absolutely is what I think about so often. And I often can't get to sleep when I remember when you got it correct. And it was wild.
I do remember when we guessed it, and either you're a great actor or you were genuinely so happy. Your face lit up.
And do you know what? It's so generous that you say we when you were the person who guessed it as well. It's very kind of you to say
when that. I'm on this show, I see the team as one. We move as one. We live as one. We all get Oasis tickets as one. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? He's not even laughing. I'm very serious about it.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
To the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Sorry, Matt, that was my fault. Very unprofessional. I just threw the microphones open. What were you saying?
I was just...
You were thinking about what name you're going to guess for Name That Caller.
I've already got some ideas.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, we're doing Name That Caller on the show this morning. We have a caller on the phone right now. The team are going to try and guess this caller's name. We each have a question each. And we're going to try and guess their name this morning. Let's meet our mystery caller on line number one. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Hey, Ben. Hey, team.
Hello.
Hello, mystery caller.
I'm going to go with you're a woman, mystery caller. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Where are you calling from, mystery caller?
I'm calling from Purley in Surrey.
Oh, love Purley. Oh, the Purley way.
The Purley way.
Have you been to Wing Yip?
Yes, I love Wing Yip.
Do you? My wife's family are from around there, and I'm desperate to go to Wing Yip. Anyone that doesn't know what Wing Yip is, caller, can you just briefly explain?
Wing Yip is a huge supermarket full of Asian food, so you can get anything there. Fresh Asian foods, all of your soys, all the different sauces, but loads and loads of other stuff. But they also have got a fantastic restaurant.
It is massive.
There's a restaurant in there.
There's a restaurant as well.
Yeah, there's a restaurant in there.
I was brought up near there. I had no idea.
It is massive. It's got like a big gate as you go in. It's like a huge ornate gate.
Spectacular.
I'm obsessed with it. I want to go there. I tell you what, team, I'll treat you. Tomorrow after the show, we're all going to Wing Yip. Okay, we've got a little bit off track there.
You'll have to take me with you.
All right, cool. We'll take you. If we guess your name, we'll take you. Okay, so that's a little bit of background from you. So Purley, Wing Yip's all I can think about. The other clue we have from your previous chat off air with producer Mark is that you have a partner called Ron. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. So that's the background. We each have a question to put to our caller to find out a little bit more. Matt, what's your question?
Yeah, I think Ron is quite a strong clue as to getting quite a lot of names purely from Ron, who would be paired with a Ron.
Okay.
But what do you do for a living?
I am a part owner of a family estate agent. And
I was going to say part owner of the Wing Yip.
We do put small businesses on.
And a part owner of a pet and grooming shop called Pet Mania that I own with my sister.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Okay. Wow, impressive.
Okay. So two big jobs there. Anna, your question, please.
Caller, did you get Oasis tickets for the week?
Stop talking about it, Anna.
No.
Okay, I'm not quite sure that's helped us. Anna's basically just trying to shark for Oasis tickets again. Glenn, your question, please.
What's the first film you ever saw at the cinema?
Great question.
There we go.
Oh, God. Actually, I think it was Paint Your Wagon.
Ooh. Your Wagon. Okay.
Can we get a Google on what year that was?
I only know that from The Simpsons.
Yeah, me too. Let's have a little look. So
69
what?
It came
69.
Out.
69. Okay.
When?
1969.
Is that Your Wagon?
Does that sound about right, caller? 69?
Yeah.
Okay, so cinema age in 1969. What are your hobbies, caller? That's my question.
I love music. I love live music. So concerts, love the theatre. I love my gorgeous grandchildren. I spend a lot of time with them and my family.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not obviously going on holiday.
Yes,
of course.
Fair enough.
And if there was a musical act that kind of defined your taste, or one musical act that gave us an idea of what you're into, who would that be?
Foo Fighters.
Okay. Ooh. So these are the clues. So Ron is this person's other half. Lives in Purley. Loves the Wing Yip, don't we all? She also has grandchildren, as we just found out there. Loves music. Did not get Oasis tickets. And the first film she saw in the cinema was Paint Your Wagon, 1969. Feel free to guess at home.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's time for team guesses. Just to review the clues. This caller's other half is called Ron. First film she saw in the cinema was Paint Your Wagon in 1969. She has grandkids. Ooh. Caller, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, are we ready to guess? Everyone
yes,
got a name? Everyone got a name?
To do it,
okay, Matt, do you want to go first?
Well, I was really going with Christina, but I'm going to go for my first reaction. Sandra.
That's not my name.
Ron and Sandra.
Yeah. Straight away you went Ron and Sandra.
Ron and Sandra.
Okay. Yeah,
lovely couple.
Anagiri, you ready? Anagiri, you ready?
Yes, I'm going to go Rosie.
Oh.
That's not my name.
Oh. And the caller paused as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Glenny.
Yeah.
You're up.
Are you called Julie, please?
That's not my name.
Oh,
no.
Julie. Damn. All right, caller. Mine is purely based on the fact you sound a bit like someone famous. Mm. Although, actually, now I'm hearing you for the second time, not too much. okay, caller. I'm going to go for... Nikki.
That's not my name.
Oh, man.
No.
No. No. Caller, put us out of misery. What's your name?
Wendy.
Wendy!
No way!
Oh my god!
Oh
amazing.
My goodness! Who got it right? I can't see the text. Oh, Rich! Rich got it right.
Wendy and Ron.
It makes so much sense.
Oh, Rich, congratulations! Nice one for guessing that correctly.
Wendy, you do sound a lot like Nikki Chapman, though, Wendy.
I don't know. On second thought, maybe not. Is that a compliment, Wendy?
I don't know.
Wendy,
I'm really upset that we're not all going to Wing Yip.
I know. Yeah.
We'll just listen. Turn to ash in our mouth if we did.
I might go anyway.
I'll tell you what, treat yourself to a Wing Yip in our honour. Yeah. Wendy, thank you so much for playing this morning, and thank you for talking to us at length about Wing Yip. Have a great day.
Cheers. Bye.
Oh, no. We're so close.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Monday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We are Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. We've had some social ammo action already on the show. But Matt, I and the people want more.
Yes.
Extra.
And I will give you extra, because earlier we heard System of a Down doing a Spice Girls wannabe. And I think you mentioned that your daughter Aggie was a big fan of System of a Down.
No.
No. Chop Suey, wasn't it?
No.
No?
I said that's her favourite song. Oh, interesting, you've chosen that, Wannabe, by the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, yeah. Well, that was her favourite song. Yeah, no. Oh, I see. I thought you played it around the house a lot. No.
I'm not forcing my five-year-old sister to Chop Suey.
Anyway, as we've gone down the System of a Down line, I think we might as well hear this. And this is a child-friendly one as well.
Okay.
It's Elmo singing Chop Suey. So, you know, this is quite a similar sort of thing, but maybe the kids will love it.
Wake up! Wake up!
Cookie Monster and backing vocals, by the way.
Well, actually, you say that's not Aggie's favourite song. I think after this,
I think it will be. I think it will be.
You want a cookie? You want a cookie?
He's a very versatile performer, Elmo.
Do you want to hear my my Cookie Monster story?
Oh, yes, please.
Hope I can tell this. So my wife did some work with Sesame Street. Her company did some work with Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And they had a meeting with the people that do Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept referring to Cookie Monster as Kim, like he was a real person.
Oh, wow.
And at one point, one of the people in the meeting went, Cookie wouldn't actually do that.
Oh, wow.
Like Cookie Monster becomes sentient. I mean, wow. Cookie Monster obviously is real for anyone.
Yeah, obviously.
Wondering.
Yeah, so just Cookie for now.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get it wrong. You'll upset him.
Now, around our house, we often say, Cookie wouldn't do that.
Cookie wouldn't do that. Lovely stuff. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later on. I saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it. For another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, just before we finish, we need to name today's show that will be available very, very soon in our Rayo app. You can listen back to loads of shows on there and brilliant documentaries, just like Ad Friend, available right now. I'm going to talk about that as much as we spoke about Oasis.
Yes, you must, you know. You must mention
bit
your
of
vanity
work.
Project, shouldn't you?
How dare you? How dare you?
No, it's not, well worth a listen.
Have you listened to it yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay,
no.
Well, on your way home.
On my way back. Yeah, on your way home.
Ad Friend.
On
the Rayo app right now.
Yeah.
Also on our Rayo app will be this show very, very soon. But as I say, we need to name it before we upload it. And there's loads of options we've taken from content of today's show. Matt, see which one of these you like.
Leaps out.
Option number one is Matt the Machine Cycling on Steroids.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
That was your e-bike journey.
Yes, it was.
Today.
Yeah, you tried to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, we rang you live on the air, didn't we?
Let's not mention that.
Didn't go well, did it? It's like you're in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, it was.
You wouldn't have heard this, but I said it was like the time when I tried to do this show from home with you all, and it just fell apart.
That was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Yeah. Matt, Gok and Biggins, judging spectacle wearer of the year.
Yes, that was that happened earlier as well, didn't it? Reminiscing about an event I went to many years ago.
You, Biggins and Gok.
What a night it was.
Gok crashed our studio earlier, Gok won.
Yeah,
it's
lovely,
lovely to see him, wasn't it? Awake, Wet and Outdoors.
That was Glenn. Glenn,
you've been there. We've all been there.
We've all been there. Yeah. But that was Glenn this time.
His son, yeah, we won't go into any more. That's Religious Tender is also an option.
Yes, that was nice when you said you could win £5 Christian.
Is That Martin is an option.
Oh, that was the guy who was the jet cleaner, wasn't it? The jet washer.
You're trying to find him
on
the website.
Trying to find him on a website, yeah.
Yeah, a bit weird.
Yeah.
Graze on a Bag of Sausage Rolls. I believe Martin uttered that.
Would have done that with the £5 had he won.
Which he did not, spoiler. I'm over it and I'm going to the regatta.
Oh, that was during the Stop Crying Your Heart Out helpline call, wasn't it? That we did to try and make people feel better about themselves post Oasis tickets.
Another great Matt Dyson character on the show this morning. I've Got Skin, Not Metal.
That was the call-in, wasn't a bot. Yeah.
She said it so sadly.
What a lie.
I've Got Skin,
I've
Not
got
Metal.
Skin, Not Metal.
It was the emotional low of the show, I think. Ron and Sandra, what a lovely couple.
Oh, yes. Guessed the name of the caller earlier, yes.
And Cookie Wouldn't Do That.
What's Elmo and Cookie Monster singing? Wow, what a collection. But I think because of the Oasis ticket fiasco, maybe I've Got Skin, Not Metal could be the way to go.
Yes.
From a dear caller of ours.
Okay, I've Got Skin, Not Metal is the name of today's show. You'll be able to find it in our Rayo app as well as the documentary Ad Friend, which Matt Dyson will be listening to on the way home and giving a full and frank review of tomorrow morning on the show. We are back from 6. We'll see you then.